Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio. We are on the phone with Ivan Ronek of Film Europe Media Company. How are you, Ivan?
Thank you. I'm absolutely fine. I'm just in Cannes. That's my first day, like everybody days, and we are ready to move ahead.
Okay. So just tell us briefly what Film Europe Media Company does.
Our uniqueness is actually based on the very fact that we are also a broadcaster. We own our own television channels, and I believe that we are most likely the only company, if not in the world, definitely in Central and Eastern Europe, which is at the same time a distributor, a co-producer, and very active broadcaster. That's the business, what we are trying to implement in the Central Europe. And the second, also very important specification and differentiator is that we are specializing on European films only. Nothing else, just European films. Basically means that we are buying films from all territories of Europe, not just European Community, 28 or 29 countries of Europe, but if I'm not wrong, 50 countries of geographical Europe, including so-called transcontinental territories such as Turkey or Kazakhstan. So by principle, we are buying European films, European feature films. We are putting them into theaters. We are doing our film distribution, like physical distribution in Central Europe, namely in Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Poland. Then we have our own VOD platform, which is going to be launched very soon. And most importantly, as I said, we have a pay television channel, film channel, which is called Film Europe Channel, which programs European films only. So that's in nutshell what we are doing.
Well, it's a huge nutshell, you know, because you're doing a lot of stuff. But let's talk about the Film Europe channel. When did it start and why did you choose to open it?
We started in very symbolic date, which is the 17th of November 2011. Why 17th of November? Because it was symbolically a day when so-called revolution, well, that revolution started in Czech Republic and Slovakia in that time. And we launched Film Europe Channel because we somehow felt that this is a good and nice contribution to this anniversary. But, of course, symbolism is not the only thing why we are doing it. The business model is most likely the most important reason. And the reason is based on the very fact that there was none such as pay TV channel available in Central Europe. I don't think actually that such a channel is in existence anywhere else. There are some channels in Latin America which are trying to do European films only or European content only, but the channel which is specializing on European films, feature films, is most likely the only one in the world. And we somehow felt that this is a beautiful niche, what we should explore. So we may manage it. And in that case, Film Europe were capable to have a beautiful vertically integrated distribution levels or model, which allows us to buy a lot, but in the same time to distribute without having very often the troubles with cinemas and most importantly televisions, because 10 years ago television bought a lot of films.
Yeah, we know.
Today, free-to-air television are not having such an extensive number of slots for the film. So we simply realized that, and we did not fight with the free-to-air television. We simply launched our own channel. That was the reason.
And listen, how did the niche you were directing this new channel respond to your offer? I mean, which is the response of the market for the Film Europe channel?
I mean, you can imagine. I mean, for a while, when virtually almost nobody bought European films in such an extensive manner, and namely art house films, we were like a blessing from the sky. We were immediately recognized by almost everybody, and we simply bought the films what nobody touched. But it would be just, I would say, it would solve our problem at the beginning. After a few months or even years, we definitely needed to be just a normal distributor who is concentrating on the legwork of the distribution. So if you're asking from the licensor point of view, of course, licensors were extremely happy, and we are...
I can imagine the below kids.
But in the same time, they were asking the money, of course, to be paid, and we did, which is another plus. So we were not just beautiful kids, but we also simply deliver the cash to them. And we were persuading a market, as a matter of fact, to accept the fact that European films are not just a festival kind of the social depressive topics in a gray kind of the mood. We try to persuade the general public that European films are as versatile as any other cinematography in the world, which is true, right? It's not an exaggeration. So the response on the market was good, but of course we had to manage our own distribution model. And our own distribution model was based on the very fact that we actually are not working extensively with multiplexes. Because multiplexes in our region, meaning Central Europe or even Eastern Europe, are of course business-driven entities. They don't want to open the door for an experiment, and definitely they are not extremely favorizing European films in general. So we start to work extensively with so-called singleplex cinemas and art house chains. But it was not good enough, so we had to implement, and that's another activity what we are doing in this very moment. We actually opened our first festival cinema in Bratislava. Mm-hmm. So we are having our first experience with the exhibition. And recently, at the beginning of the year, we launched our first festival, as a matter of fact, which is called Crème de la Crème, and it's a French kind of... We are not naming it a festival. We'd rather say that it's gallery of the best French films available. We want to replicate this story with Italian Film Festival, Italian Week, than any other national cinematography week, which we will be capable to secure the rights, or some partners will come with us. So what I want to say is that without having an idea implemented into practice by creating your own distribution manner and level, that concept would not work. To be honest with you, I'm pretty happy. Everything works smoothly and nicely.
So your TV channel has like 800 titles so far, more or less, all European. And all those films were distributed in the cinemas too, or you buy also only for TV broadcasting and not theatrical
release? Well, we absolutely. I mean, considering the very fact that the company was launched like 5 years ago, obviously we are having the majority of our titles being bought for the channels as a pay TV, right? Not as an all rights. But we are having like 230 films at the level of all rights. Then we are having approximately 500 films which are all TV, all video. And the remaining, which is most likely around like 250, if I'm not mistaken, is pay TV only. However, those titles have been released, of course, but not by us, because we are also cooperating with our glamorous competitors as well as colleagues. So if there is the other companies in Central and Eastern Europe which are buying European films and they are putting them into theaters, we are gladly buying from them second pay TV rights.
Okay.
So we are not restricting to have just our titles. That's the beauty of the concept. So everybody are actually welcoming our initiatives because, as I said, there was no serious TV clientship around which we're dedicating to the European films.
Yeah, of course. So everybody loves you, basically. This is the key thing. Everybody loves you because you buy rights, and you buy films, and you are one of the few that still do that, you know. So now you are in Cannes to watch movies, buy movies, meet people, I believe, which is the first aim you have for this Cannes Festival.
That's very easy to answer. To buy a winner of Cannes Film Festival before it got the prize.
You're right.
This is it. Okay. But to be honest with you, we managed it last year. We actually secured La Vie d'Adèle in January prior to the film got the Golden Palm. I bought La Grande Bellezza. I believe in March or in November, way before got the recognition, right? We also bought Sacro Gra before it got the Venezia Golden Lion. Yeah. And last but not least, we got Charcos from last year. So we actually effectively been very successful in terms of identifying of the winner. So I'm not making a joke on this. This is a serious.
You have nose, what we say, you know. You have the nose to get there before the others, which is very good for you.
Yeah, but the nose has to be trained any single time.
Of course.
You have to be around. So that's why your comment on talking to the people is extremely important. It's actually, I would put it on the equal level as far as the screening and the reading of the script is concerned. You have to talk to the right people. You have to get the opinion, because those people are actually creating first opinion and then the action.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
You must be around all the time. That's why I'm always on the way. I do the festivals or market, or actually my offices, as a matter of fact, which are based in Prague, Bratislava, and in London as well. So it's important to be around. You have to feel the energy. Otherwise, you are losing the momentum, and of course you might be trapped in your own thoughts, which are very often individualistic, right? Yeah. You have to feel the crowd.
You're totally right. And I hope that many other of your colleagues will feel the same way in the future. Listen, Ivan, I thank you a lot for your time with us, and I wish you a very productive and proficuous Cannes Film Festival. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
It was
bye-bye.
Angelo Acerbi for Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.